Yes, ma'am. What's your name? Just for the record, I'm so you know who you're talking to.
Alexis Bathauer.
Okay, ma'am. The Honorable Mr. Neal is going to read your hearing, so just hang on to the phone.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, earlier today, it looked like your mother was here, and she, I don't remember whether she left at lunchtime or whether she left at a different time, but she had not returned.
Okay.
Okay, and so, unless you have an objection, we're going to go ahead and continue with the hearing, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Alexis Mary Bathauer, 328-296.
Thank you, ma'am. Your current order of the Board of Equipment in reference to your community supervision revocation this afternoon. I'm introduced to the board members who conduct your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. We have the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Louis Canales, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also with us today is Mr. Trummer from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself, sir.
Okay, this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you out, or do you so firm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be held in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if that's the case, in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the true allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false, okay?
Okay.
All right, allegation number one is violation of wearing on conditional supervision number seven. As demonstrated by the use of opiates without a valid prescription on or about July 26, 2018, for the task lab report dated August 6, 2018. Is that true or false?
True.
Okay, allegation number two is violation of wearing on conditional supervision number 12A. As demonstrated by your failure to enroll, participate, and complete the Residential Community Behavioral Modification Program, RCBM, at V-Ray, 714-066 Drive in Glendale, Arizona, on August 2nd, 2018, and direct on August 2nd, 2018, by CCO Osgood. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were scanned from supervision. So is that true or false, ma'am?
It's true.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Ms. Bathauer, I am going to move to find that she will, as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lacked or without lacked in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Okay.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Newhouse, and read by Mr. Canales, Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson. Okay, and we're going to move to phase two in a couple of minutes, but before we do that, Mr. Turner's going to give some background information. So stay on the phone and we'll get right back with you.
Okay.
And Mr. Turner.
Ms. Bathauer was released from ADC custody on 7/20/2018 and arrested on 8/12/2018 by Chandler PD. No new charges are noted. She's returned back to ADC custody on 8/12/2018. With an adjusted CACD of 11/2/2018 with 10 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous or drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. 2016, commitment B, count one, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. 2016, commitment C, count one, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. No prior convictions, this is her first term in ADC, with a CUIR score of 2.2. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. She has no disciplinary. Other arrests, 2015, DUI, liquors, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. She has a GB score of G1, B1.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Ms. Alfaro, going to go over a summary of case supervision. So when you were released, you approved a placement at 500 North Metro Boulevard, number 2028 Chandler, Arizona.
Yes.
And that was with your friend Daniel.
Yes.
So then, 8/2/18, you were approved to reside in Vivray for an RCEM program.
Yes.
And the other placement that was approved. So why didn't you go to Vivray now?
I went there and I checked in and I just left before they could do the initial intake because I was on opiates and they were going to send me to Community Bridges and I just didn't go.
So at that point in time, you were being dirty, they would take the help.
To be honest, I'm not using this as an excuse by any means. My grandfather did pass away, and I chose to use the wrong outlet for it, and I used it as an excuse at the time, and I ran with it.
Okay. So what opiates, what were you using?
Heroin.
Okay. All right, you were not very long, but did you have any employment?
No, sir. I had a job interview set up, but I got picked up before.
Okay. All right. So, well, at least you were trying. That's a good sign. So it looks like you were referred to task for random analysis and you had the color code pink.
Yes.
So you were responsible for us on the 26th of July, you were positive for morphine.
Yes.
And so then you were on the 26th of July during a contact visit with CCO Osgood. You were directed to and well participated in complete the MRT cognitive behavioral treatment program at CCH. Okay, complete the intake process, CCH, and there's a complete 30 sessions. Did you go to any of those sessions?
Yes, I went to 3 of them, I believe, until I absconded. I had them every Monday and Thursday.
Okay. So the V-Ray was... You just didn't do your intake and everything there, but you'd already been started in the program at CCH.
Yes.
Okay. So it looks like that CCO Osgood was trying to work with you, but he went the other direction.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions. Okay, ma'am, we're nearing the end of your hearing, and a minute or two, the board will go into the discussion to make a determination on this. But before we leave, I'd like to give an opportunity to make a final statement, give us any other information you think might be pertinent to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered.
Okay. I feel like even though I was out for such a short amount of time, I was able to look back on that and hear with such a, like, with a clear mind and see how bad things got so fast, and that scared me. And in the past, I've said that I wanted to stay sober multiple times, and I said that I wanted it, but in the past, I always had reservations to still go out and get high, and I knew that I was going to go out and get high, and this time, I've been going to NA meetings in here, I've been going to church, and I really got reconnected with God, as cheesy as it sounds, but I'm trying to find myself again, and out there, I have such a positive support system and such a big one, and I feel like they need me out there more than they need me in here right now, and I want to be proactive in my life. I'm only 22, and there's so much I can do, and I just ask that you consider all of these things.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Before we go into discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. But we're asking to stay on the phone, just remain silent. And once we've made a decision, I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, important now discussion. Well, it sounds like Ms. Backauer may have finally made the correct choice and turned the corner. But with the short period of time out there, the relapse on the heroin, and the fact that she's only got 45 days left, and it should be totally free and clear of Department of Corrections, and she can get with her support system and make a plan to continue her life and stay off the drugs and stay out of jail and stay out of trouble. And it was kind of time in the relapse that soon. I'm not favorable in returning to community supervision at this time, but I'm going to listen to discussion from any of our board members. Discussion. Okay, based on all the information in warrant number 2018-2271, the testimony of Ms. Backauer and all the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke community supervision of Ms. Backauer as she was delinquent, violated current conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or not lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Thompson, made by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Moses. Okay, ma'am, the board has voted to revoke the community supervision at this time. Don't take that as a big super negative. It's still terrible. It was down behind in the rule of putting new laps like she got out. You think you'd be better served to spend the next 45 days there if you want to get into the NA and the church and those kind of things. Stick with it, make yourself a good solid plan. Find out if you can through CO3 and about the treatment program you might think you should take. You may not need anything like in-house or anything, but you know, at least stay with the NA programs, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for appearing today. This will be your hearing, and please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Okay.